Welcome to RSN's Race Day.
Ready? Gates crash back in racing.
For the first hour, it's the first word. Here's Gareth Hall.
Yes, this is RSN's Race Day on this Saturday, the 29th of January. Good morning to you listening on your local RSN 927 dial throughout Victoria. And hello to you wherever you may be listening on the RSN 927 app, our sister channels right across the country, and also on our website at rsn.net.au. Racing at Moonee Valley today. We are back at the Valley, so consecutive Saturdays for Moonee Valley. And the highlight today is the Australia Stakes at Group 2 level. It's always been a great race. Streets of Avalon is looking to defend his title in this event after winning last year. He went on to win the All Stakes after victory in the Australia Stakes. Scales of Justice, wasn't he a mighty horse? The horse that they call Chopper. He took out this event in 2020. And the greatest winner of the Australia Stakes was the wonderful man, one of the all-time greats in Black Caviar. She won in 2010 and, of course, went on to win in 2012. Marabee, she's also undefeated. She's got a little while and a little bit to do to catch up to Black Caviar. But she's the dominant favourite in the Australia Stakes today for Kiramar and David Eustace. She's the current $1.80 market leader as she looks for six consecutive victories to kick off her career. We're also racing at Mornington. Early showers there today, but a top of 25. That is our provincial meeting in Victoria today. Up there in Sydney, we see one of the best horses in the country return. Expressway Stakes, we'll see Animo start the odds-on favourite, or he might get out to around the $2 quote in that Group 2 feature. And also the two-year-olds will be on show in the Group 3 Wooden Stakes and at the Canterbury Stakes, also at Group 3 level. Up there on the Sunshine Coast Cup is the feature. Morpheville Behemoth returns, and looking forward to seeing the big fella. He's on track once again to compete during the Melbourne Summer and Autumn Carnival. It's a really good meeting across there in the west as well. The highlight there is the Scenic Blast for the sprinters. We'll also preview Night 2 of the Summer of Glory Carnival and the trots at Melton between quarter to 10 and 11 o'clock. I should say quarter to 10 and 10 o'clock this morning. We'll preview that card at Melton. We'll also take a close look at the Meadows as well and the Dogs with Georgie Ferrugia. It's a big first word coming your way. We'll be catching up with the host of the trainers. But it's now time to see what's happening there at Moonee Valley, because we have had a lot of rain. There's been thunderstorms, lightning, thunder and heavy rain in the last 48 hours here in Melbourne. And Marty Syne joins us now live from the Valley. Good morning to you, Marty.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. How much rain have you had?
We've had 22.5 mil overnight, and probably four of that's been after midnight. So most of that rain was before midnight. So with that, it's light drizzle at the moment, but they are saying that it will clear sometime this morning. So once that clears, then hopefully the track will continue to improve.
So what rating do we have now?
We put up a soft six. Ollie just rode a couple of rounds for Danny O'Brien. He probably thought it was close to a seven. So yep, it has got a bit of surface water on there at the moment because the rain's just naturally still raining. But I think once it's a chance to soak in and settles down, it'll probably start off on that six and hopefully get an upgrade to a five or a four throughout the day.
So only top of 24 degrees today in Melbourne, as you just point out, so morning showers. So just hoping it clears in the early part of the day and then we can have some fine weather towards the back end.
Yeah, without a doubt. And they are saying the winds are going to get to about 30k, so it's quite calm here as we speak. But if the winds pick up, that'll help dry it out as well. But like I said, it will be in that soft rain to start off the day at least. So that's probably a good sign considering the amount of rain we've had. I didn't water on Thursday night. I took the punt and held off, which was good. So with that, hasn't had any irrigation since Wednesday night. And we have put a total of 50 mil on for the week, being that it was a warm week. But like I said, I think I've pulled the right chain this week and we're ready to go. Job, good day's racing.
Job well done, Marty. So the rails in the tree, your track's been playing beautifully of late as well. How do you think, will there be any patterns today with the win and the rail being back in the tree?
Well, the rail was in the true last week, so we've gone 2 weeks in the rail in the true. We were on a firm track last week. We got upgraded to a firm two, so with that, there's very little damage. But in saying that, with the rain we've had now, I think they'll stay on the rail early throughout the day, and then as it starts to chop out a little bit, which it naturally will do, I think they'll start to get off the rail as the day progresses. But I think it should race pretty even. It's been racing pretty good the last couple of months.
You're a star. Good on you, Marty. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Marnie Syme there, up there at Rose Hill. It's a really good day's racing. We just pointed out, and Sean Patterson looks after the track there at Rose Hill, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning.
What conditions can we expect at Rose Hill this afternoon?
Yeah, look, we've got a little bit of summer peeking its head through. We haven't seen too much of that this summer so far. 31 degrees today. It's a fine blue sky sort of day, so it's going to be a good day for racing.
Wind conditions, the rail's out 6 metres there as well.
Yeah, rail's out 6 metres. They're saying that northeasterly is going to pick up probably about 2 o'clock, which will help them down the straight a little bit. But look, it's a good bore at the moment. We've given it 2 mils of irrigation in the last 24 hours just to keep it where it's at. Genuine four, and it should race well.
Okay, will we stay a four throughout that meeting?
Look, it depends. Yesterday, we were really happy with where the track was moving. The 2 mil was just to freshen up. It is 31 degrees today, and compared to yesterday, we had a bit of cloud cover in the morning. But look, it's going to be a nice warm day. I would assume that it would improve to possibly a three halfway throughout the day, but definitely start on a four.
Good on you, Sean. Thanks for that update.
No, thank you.
So there's Sean Patterson having a chat about Rose Hill this afternoon, and the second meeting in Victoria is at Mornington. Top of 25 degrees there. They tell me there's some early showers around this morning and then it's clearing, but one man that'll know a lot more than I is Aidan Joel, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Aidan.
Morning, how are you?
Good, thanks, mate. How much rain have you had in the last 24 hours there?
Yeah, we had 34 millimetres of rain sort of finishing up at 8:30 last night. So, 34 for the 24 hours and 43 for the last 7 days.
Okay, what about the conditions this morning and for the rest of the day?
Yeah, obviously, first off this morning, just after that rainfall last night, probably, definitely presents in that heavy 8 range. There was some passing showers, but luckily had sort of missed the Mornington area and was more down the south. So we've escaped that. I think the track will slightly improve. We could see the track rating sort of get to a 7 if those showers hold off.
Okay, then. And the wind conditions there this afternoon?
Yeah, only 15 southerly, so nothing which will impact how the pattern races.
All right, then the rail's at 8 metres.
Yeah, correct. So some very slight marking on the inside 1 metre, but all in all, yeah, fresh cut of grass, and it should race well.
So if the rain stays away, which is predicted, I think, after about 9 o'clock, then we should be racing around a soft 7.
Yeah, I think we'll probably see that first one go through. We'll catch up with the stewards around midday. I think we'll probably still proceed on that to the 8. And then, providing, like I said, we don't get those showers, then, yeah, I think we could see an upgrade through the day.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that. Good luck, Aidan.
Beautiful. Thanks, mate.
There's Aidan Jolly there with the track update at Mornington this afternoon. JD Hayes joins us to kick off the first word on Australia Stakes Day at Moonee Valley. Good morning to you, JD.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure, mate. Musselbrook goes around in the third and the blinkers are on again here.
Yes, we've been waiting to put the blinkers on. We think we've struck a lovely race. I like that he gets in with 52 after Josh takes 2 kilos off. Soft track only helps his chances, and I'd like the way his two runs have come to hand this prep.
And 1,600 metres, he steps up to that trip for the first time for a while?
Yeah, that's the only question mark I have, whether he runs a really strong mile, but he's had 2 cracks at the mile at the Valley and run second both times. So I think the Valley mile, like he's run second in the Stutt Stakes back in the day. So I think if he's going to get a mile, it'll be at the Valley.
In race number 5, it's a really good 3-year-old race over the 1,200 metres. Your filly Luna Cat has been in terrific form. Can she win today?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Back to the track and distance that she was quite good at. That's where she sort of announced herself, and she won there by 3 lengths. So we're hoping that she can recapture that form. It looks like a nice race. We've opted to drop her back in distance, and she's got the fitness edge, and she handles soft track, so she's got a few ticks. Just hoping to see that she can just do it today.
The reason dropping her back, do you think she's more efficient over the 1,200 metres?
We just liked the way, we thought looking at her peak performance of the campaign was at this track and distance, so we thought we might just try that formula again.
Race number 6 over the 1,600 metres, geez, Gentleman Roy, he doesn't know how to run a bad race, and he makes his own luck. Are you confident today that he can be in the finish once again?
Yeah, he's Mr. Consistent. Yeah. He's well found in the market, and I think barrier 11's no hindrance to him that time of day, especially if we're competing on a soft surface. So he's going to be positive. He'll roll forward, whether he's outside the leader or hopefully slotting in just behind him, but can't fault the way he's trained on. he was everything but a winner, 50 metres from the post, so we're going to treat that like a win, and he's gained in confidence from it, and I couldn't pop the horse.
You think he'd enjoy Moonee Valley as well as he heads there for the first time, JD?
I think so. Yeah. Moonee Valley's a lovely track, but you never know until they have a spin around there, because it is a unique tight turning track. So, but he gives every indication it'll handle it. He's a lovely balanced horse with a good stride, so I'm sure he'll handle it.
And the exchange on debut heads to Mornington this afternoon. This son of Street Boss, a three-year-old. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, we're actually going to scratch him. Sorry. Yeah. He got scratched at Great Western because of fires, and now he's been scratched at Mornington because of the rain. So yeah. I'm sure he'll strike some good weather and good track soon, but unfortunately for the owners, we're just going to wait again.
Are you having a punt today, JD?
Yeah, I'm going to back Gentleman Roy.
All right then, race 6, number 2. Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
There's JD Hayes there. So Lindsay Park's best, race 6, number 2, Gentleman Roy. Shay Nichols joins us because his star Streets of Avalon is looking to defend his title in the Australia Stakes today at Moonee Valley, which is the feature, of course, race number 7. Good morning to you, Shay.
Yeah, g'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. How is he? Can you compare him to this time last year?
Oh, I think he's probably in fairly similar position to what he was last year. I'm fairly pleased with him. He looks good. His work's been good. His trial was good. We haven't had an interrupted prep. It's been fairly smooth sailing, so I'm pleased with the horse at the moment.
What about the rain that fell there last night? Is that a concern?
Yeah, it's okay. It'll improve during the day.
Yeah.
Might chop out a little on the inside, but I wouldn't think much. Marty would have had it in pretty good nick, so I would think there's probably not too many demons there today.
Where do you think you'll be in the run today?
Oh, look, I'd imagine, it's a competitive race, but I imagine we'll probably just camp outside the favourite somewhere, just back off it a little bit. But I'll leave that up to Brett. He'll know the drill. He trialled the horse on last Wednesday. So, when he's fresh, he shows good gait speed, so he'll be up in the running somewhere.
So he's a terrific each-way play for his followers out there.
I think
he's ready to go.
So I'd be surprised if he didn't perform well.
Race number 2 at Mornington today, you've got no entitlement going around. She's only a lightly raced filly. What are your expectations with her today there?
Yeah, she probably just blew out a little bit and had a bit of improvement in the last run on a very, very heavy track. So I would think she probably sort of shapes better for that run into today. In not an overly strong race, she's probably an each-way chance.
And Pitegra's first up in race number 3?
Yeah, won a trial by a big margin here, but I'm just debating whether we run. He's toward the outside gate.
Yep.
5 scratching so far. If we've got another couple, he'll definitely run. Be competitive.
There's been a bit of rain around Mornington, your home track there, in the last 24 hours, just talking to Wade. And so hopefully we get up to a slow track there.
Yeah, we've had about 30-odd mil.
Look,
the track will be, it'll be soft, but it'll be in good nick.
Good luck today, mate, especially with Streets of Avalon.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Shay Nichols there at 7:18. You're with Gareth Hall. This is the first word to kick off RSN Saturday Race Day. We'll take a quick break. On the other side of it, Paul Snowden, Simon Wilde, Robbie Griffiths and Kira Maher will be joining us.
RSN's Race Day and the first word with Gareth Hall.
We'll head up to Sydney now and catch up with Paul Snowden. Good morning to you, Paul.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Looking forward to seeing Ebhar back at the races. She was so dominant here on debut. What can you tell us about her chances in the Whitton Stakes today?
Yeah, she's going good. She's had a lovely spell from that debut run and trialled up nicely the other day at Warwick Farm, so she's in very good order leading into her first up run.
What impresses you most about her?
Probably just she's very professional, goes about her business, she knows what she's there for, and quite a relaxed attitude. So, there's good components to have, certainly in a two-year-old, that's for sure.
Your filly by Russian Revolution, Revolutionary Miss, goes around also in the Whitton Stakes. She gets an inside draw. How has she trained on since her debut effort?
Yeah, really well. A little bit unlucky probably not to have won on that occasion, but obviously the gap between runs, not by design, threw a chance in a try and getting in the Imagine Me and she come up third and first. Obviously didn't go, but she's a very clean winning filly who's been kept up to the mark with some nice track work in between, and all that she's meeting a high level today. What she's getting tested against, she's certainly going to know a lot more after today and where she sits amongst them.
And Rosanna also resumes. We haven't seen her since she finished second to Coolangatta on debut.
Yeah, it's very tardy away, the first run. And she got some nice, lovely runs up the fence when they were sort of scouting out a little bit wide and hit the line good. Coolangatta was off and gone, but just like the way she flattened out and hit the line. So, you know, she's definitely going to improve off the back of this. And once she gets to 6 furlongs, you know, it might be her best trip.
Can you split those three today?
Maybe Ebhard, as long as we get across relatively nice and smoothly. She's an on-speed runner, so it'll certainly take her a long way to winning today. But Drasana, she's certainly going to be hitting the line.
Geez, you've got an exciting group of two-year-olds, haven't you, Paul?
Oh, look, it's just one of those things. You go through waves from year to year. They seem to be putting their hand up at the moment, so hopefully they can keep improving in the next sort of month to 6 weeks. That'd be good.
Have you picked one out for the Blue Diamond, or is it a little bit too early?
Yeah, possibly. I'll know a lot more after next Saturday.
Yep.
But, yeah, we'll try and get a couple down there.
Geez, I love my Demetra. She's been brave on a Friday night at Canterbury, her last couple, and she led two starts back and then came off the pace there the other night. Can she go to a Saturday race at Rose Hill and do it again?
Well, she's in very good order. She's put two on end, which is good to see for her mindset, because she has run some very nice races and just found one or two better on the day. But I've got to say, she's done terrific in between runs again, and you know, it looks a nice race for her on paper. Just hopefully, you know, just luck of the draw stuff and luck in running, that's what will take her a long way today.
And Rangers and Latino Blend, that's first up from a break, go around in the last race for your camp. What can you tell us there?
Ranger's good. He's one of them horses that, once they draw a nice gate, he can usually put himself in the first four or five without doing much work at all. And his record, his preparation's been outstanding. Gets another nice chance today. Latino Blend first up. Last preparation, she probably should have run. She was very unlucky. And then run a cracker in a group two off the back of it second up. But I think she's a stakes filly. It's just a nice benchmark race to kick her off in, and hopefully we can improve and get into those better races to get to second and third up.
What's your best today, mate? Shall we have a bet?
Yeah, look, good chances across the board. I just hope, you know, the two-year-olds can run well. Drasana and Evar in race three, it'd be a nice day if we can get one of them too, mate.
Have you got anything out wide for us at Newcastle?
No, pretty slim pickings today. Just centralising on Rose Hill.
All right, mate. Good luck. Thanks for your time as always, Paul.
Thank you. Bye.
There's Paul Snowden there. Simon Wild joins us. He's got a good team engaged there at Moonee Valley this afternoon. Good morning to you, Simon.
Good morning, Gareth.
Classy Miss. She goes around in race number two for the mares, and she's an on-pace that makes her own luck. She comes to town today. What are you thinking there?
I think it's a lovely race for her. She, you know, she won well last time, and we worked her last week, earlier this week, and her work was fantastic. I think she's holding her form, and it looks a really, looks a really nice race for her. She, as you say, she's, you know, she can be an on-pace if we need it to be. She can take a sit if we need that. So she's pretty versatile, and you sometimes need that at the Valley. So, I think she's a really good chance.
And she's performed really well on a soft track as well before, with a little bit of rain around Moonee Valley.
Yeah, I think actually her absolutely ideal ground is soft, you know. So maybe, if we got into the heavy range, that would probably go against her. But, I think soft ground's perfect for her.
All right, then. We go to race number four on the card, and the former Kiwi Sultan represents your stable, and he ran into a pretty good one the other day on his home track.
Yeah, he did. That horse looks to be very, very smart, and I thought he ran very well. He probably didn't get the best run in the race, but I thought he was still pretty good. I think the mile suits today. He's third up. He looks to have trained on really well also, and I think he should get a beautiful run from the barrier, and he gets a chance to win a Saturday race, I think.
And you purchased him from New Zealand, or was he sent over?
No, he was sent over.
Yeah.
To target some of the good prize money on offer in Victoria. So, he came with all the owners, and, we hope, the aim was to try and win these sort of races. So, I think as I said, I think third up, it should all come together nicely today. If he has a, you know, gets a nice run from that barrier, he might need some luck at some stage. But yeah, I think he's really well placed.
Aura Symphony. I always have trouble with Symphony. It's the one word I can't say. There's a few words I can't say, Simon, but it always gets me, that horse. But I tell you what, he gets a lovely chance here today. He's a consistent galloper, and it sets up nicely for him today, I think, in the fourth.
Yeah, he's had a little bit of, you know, a little bit of bad luck. He got a slight injury after the Ararat Cup. He was going really well, and that we just had to back off him a little bit, and then he ran really well at Warrnambool over 1700, and I think back to 2000 metres today. You know, it's a beautiful race. He doesn't want it too wet, but you know, a little bit of give's fine. And yeah, I think he looks really well placed in that race, and he might be slightly over the odds because I think he's a really good each way chance.
What's your best today?
I don't think there's a lot between them. I think it'll come down to the right run in the race. But on Glassy Mrs. Work earlier in the week, I'd just slightly lean towards her. But I think they've all got good even chances.
Great stuff, mate. Team's going great guns. Good luck today there at the Valley.
Thank you very much.
There's Simon Wilde there. Sam Freedman now joins us here on The First Word. And as always, the Freedmans will play a major part at a meeting on a Saturday afternoon here in Melbourne, and Sam joins us now. Good morning to you, Sam.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. It's a little later start for your camp, and we have Sinawan going around in race number 7. Former European galloper, he was superb during the Flemington Carnival. How was he trained on?
Yeah, he's done really well. We just sent him to the Water Walker for a couple of weeks. We didn't want him to head out to the paddock just yet. He's still sort of acclimatising his coat. Wasn't quite there yet, even sort of last preparation. So we sort of kept him ticking over, and he's had a couple of jump outs in preparation for this first up run, and we're excited to see how he goes.
Yeah, he started off his Australian campaign at Flemington, then won nicely in the Heffernan at Caulfield. 1,200 metres, is it too short for him, or do you think he can sprint well enough to be really competitive here?
Oh, realistically, it probably is, you know, well short of what's going to be his best trip, but you know, as you probably saw in his last start, he was quite keen throughout, even with them rolling at a very good tempo. So we were wanting to run him over the 6 furlongs just to get him into a rhythm, and there's good speed in the race today, so he probably won't touch the bridle, which will be good. And if he can just work home really solidly, that'll give us, you know, good confidence for his targets ahead.
What is his targets ahead there, Sam?
Well, he'll head to the Oar for his next. That's provided he runs well today and comes through it well. And then following that, we haven't really got anything mapped out, but he's obviously nommed for an all-star mile. And, you know, if he were to win an Oar or run very well, then that would be a, you know, logical next step for him.
He had really good form in Europe. At home, does he show you that he could be a Group 1 horse?
Yeah, he's a funny horse. You know, his work and trials leading to his first run in Australia had been, you know, a little laid back. He was pretty relaxed, and he had the run, and then we trialled him in between, and it was like two different horses that just switched him on. So his work now is very good. You know, he works like a high-class horse, so we think he can get to the top level. I think he needs very good speed in his races, and, you know, he's generally going to be a horse that we look to get cover on midfield, something like that. You know, even just watching his replays, he raced best when he probably got there late. So, you know, as he did last start. So that's probably going to be the plan through his campaign this time.
If Midwest was a standard bred, he'd be very hard to beat with his gait speed. He'd just go to the front every start. 1,000 metres, you found the key to him. He looks hard to beat once again.
Yeah, the key to him was gelding him.
Yes.
So that was thankful that got done. And credit to the horse. You know, we probably didn't have high hopes for him at all, you know, even following the gelding. He was actually sold to Singapore, and that deal fell through. So, you know, the ownership group were really keen to race him on, and thankfully we did, because he's had a brilliant campaign, and he deserves to be favourite today. He's had wide gates through the whole preparation. He hasn't drawn a gate yet. He's had to do the work early, and he's still been able to finish off. So even a rain-affected track, I don't think that should bother him. He's trialled well on soft before. So he's heading into this as he has probably his last three.
Do you think he can cross today again as well?
I would think so. If he shows the same speed he did at Caulfield, he was shot out of a gun there. But if he missed it a touch, then it's going to be a little trickier for him. He'd still have to work. But I think he can absorb a pretty good speed early and still have a kick in the locker. So I would anticipate, you know, whatever the scenario, that he'll be in the first couple.
What's the strike rate for horses that can go on with it after being gelded?
Oh, I don't know. No. I wouldn't have that stat on me, but they it's no doubt they all show pretty good improvement. I think if you geld them too late, you can miss the boat, and you know, they're probably too far gone. But if you geld them at the right time, and generally they sort of take a little bit of time to come to themselves after a gelding op, so they can, you know, take a little while for their coat to come through and get some condition on them. And often they can actually take a preparation as a gelding to then go out, come back, and their second prep as a gelding is often their best.
The last race in the mare's race. What was wrong with Soul Obsession last start there, Sam?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if she likes racing inside horses. She's done that a couple of times when she draws, you know, what you think will be good gates, and she gets in amongst them. She puts up a white flag. So we thought we'd give her a fresh and head back to the valley where she's raced very well. She's got a good gait, but as I said, I mean, she doesn't like being in amongst them, so we'll try and keep her out with a little bit of broom. And she's a mare that's probably on her mark. You know, she's carrying a decent bit of weight today, and she's just getting that little bit trickier to place, you know, on a Saturday in town. So, you know, this looked like the right race for her.
And at Mornington, Fjord represents your stable in the third, and she's currently around, I think, a $9 chance. She's had a bit of a break after her debut effort.
Yeah, she's come out, so she's okay. Going to be scratched. Just the heavy track down here. We didn't want to kick her off on that, so she'll be safe for another day.
What's your best today, Sam?
Look, Midwest would have to be the most logical one. He's race fit. He makes his own luck, and that's pretty key around the valley, so he should be hard to beat.
You're a good man. Enjoy today. Good luck, mate.
Thanks,
there's Sammy Freeman, 7:34. This is the first word. You're with Gareth Hall. We'll take a break and we'll come back, catch up with Robbie Griffiths, Kira Maher and Annabelle Neesham on this Saturday morning.
RSM's race day and the first word with Gareth Hall.
Hopefully you're staying a little dry this morning. A lot of rain in Melbourne over the last 24 hours, or wherever you are in Victoria, or around the country these days. Here on RSN 927, a 17 degrees currently in Melbourne. We're expecting a top of 24. Now, Marty Simon with the track at Moonee Valley reported that it's a soft six at the moment. Damien Oliver galloped a couple there this morning for Danny O'Brien. He indicated to Marty that it might be in the seven range, but with the showers clearing, hopefully this morning, and some drying conditions with the winds reaching up to 30 k's, Marty's hoping we get to a five or even a good four as the meeting starts, or even after the first couple of races there. Robbie Griffiths now joins us here on the first word. He's got a couple of really nice chances at Moonee Valley this afternoon, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Robbie.
Morning, Garrett.
Throntari, she's a consistent three-year-old filly. How do you think she'll go on the opening race to kick off proceedings?
Oh, Matt and I are really happy with her. She's been running well. She was good around the valley on resumption, so she should get around the track well. She's handled the wet well on debut. She's been good at Caulfield, second run in, and was good at Sandown the other day in the blustery conditions. So, tricky barrier, but you know, she'll handle the rising condition and ticks the other boxes. So, we'd like to think that she's ticked enough boxes today that, other than the tricky barrier, that we'd like to think that she's as, you know, good a chance as any other in the race.
And as you pointed out, she deserves to break through, doesn't she, again, especially in town?
She does. She does indeed. She's done everything right in her career thus far to warrant being in the winner's stall, definitely.
Where do you think she'll get to from that awkward gate?
Yeah, that's the trick, you know. I'm not really sure. She could be 1-1. We think she's a better horse with enough speed, but she ended up sort of forward the other day. day, but it was, you know, it was a tough day's racing with those wind conditions. You know, a little off speed at Caulfield, she attacked the line really well, as everyone's seen. So we'll see sort of how the speed maps sort of come up once we look at Dino's speed maps and we'll see sort of what how it plays out. But we might have to have a bit of an open sort of mind there and leave a lot of that up to Damien as to how the others step out the barriers and what they do with their strategies, and then leave it up to how the race flows. And he might sit out there a little bit early and then make it up as the race unfolds.
In race number two in the mare's race over the 1,600 metres, Lady Diora represents your stable. Where is she at the moment?
Out of form, yep. But with excuses. You know, first up run was good. She's a mare that likes high-speed races and runs on, and she hasn't had those the last two. They've run home 34 up front, so that takes away any of her advantage. She sort of runs home 34 from the back and looks good normally because they run 35 and a half up front, you know. So she looks out of form, but I don't think that's, you know, that's fair. In saying that, nobody likes to bet when you're making excuses, so that's understandable. Today's probably similar, you know, small field, might not go overly quick. She's unknown at the Valley, so for us, we thought it was a good opportunity to at least have a look at her at the Valley because she's of the Metro track. She's been at every other, but not at Mooney Valley. So with a small field of seven on the minimum weight, even in a small field, just the nature of Mooney Valley racing, they often have to roll into the race a bit earlier than other tracks, so it could set up for at least some type of speed, albeit the last half of the race, and at least give us a chance to see how she likes the track. So we might learn something out of the race before she heads back to Sandown Wednesday week in a benchmark 1600, which is where she's won two races at Sandown, which would be more suitable. So we thought we'd have a look at it today at Mooney Valley, definitely, and just at least give us some data. And if we have a lucky day, we'll get some prize money. But we're very happy with her at home. But we don't like making excuses, which we've had to do, unfortunately, the last two.
Well, good luck today, Robbie.
Good on you, Gareth. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that. Wonderful insight, as always, from Robbie Griffiths. Now, let's hear from Ben Gleeson, of course, the stable rep for Danny O'Brien. Danny O'Brien's got some great chances there at Mooney Valley this afternoon. And one of the most fascinating runners all day is Finance Tycoon. He's only had the one run there for Danny O'Brien. There are excuses there. He's had to have a throat op since. And there's no doubt he's a very quick horse. And let's see how he's going, according to Ben Gleeson, ahead of today's three-year-old contest in the middle part of the meeting at Mooney Valley.
Yeah, he had to go and have that surgery. And look, when he works on the beach and on the grass and bowing heads, we can't hear it at the moment, so that's a really good sign. He jumped out at Werribee and was super. Damon said, I really didn't notice any noises, and he travelled up really strongly there and did a nice performance, and then went to Geelong after that and put in a bit of a quieter trial, but we were still very happy with him. He hasn't had the blinkers on yet in those jump outs, so he's a different horse once they go on race day. But yeah, we're very pleased with way from through that operation, and hopefully the results speak for that tomorrow. But he's had a really good faultless prep. You know, he goes to Valley for the first time, but he's going to love that 1200, and he's had a win on a soft track before too, so he presents really nicely tomorrow. Obviously, Ember's got a promising horse there, so it'd be nice to see him up against another nice horse and see where he ranks.
So he's around $3.30 at the moment, Finance Tycoon, with the tab in that Vobis Gold three-year-old race, which is race five on the program there at Mooney Valley. Kieran Maher joins us here on The First Word. Kieran, good morning to you.
Morning, Gareth.
Mask of Time, mate. What do you make of him in the third race there this afternoon?
His fourth run back, he didn't get an ideal run last start. He does love cutting the track. Mm-hmm. He had a long time off, so he didn't need those runs. He does need to find some form, but yeah, the soft track will definitely help him.
So he's worth an each way ticket, I even think, today. Do you think that we might see the best of him under the conditions?
Well, small track. Yeah, he does like it. So yeah, but you know, it would be a gamble. He does need to find some form.
Done Dirt Cheat, you must have been proud in his performance there first up after a long layoff.
Yeah, I was actually. Out to the 2000s ideal, bit of cups ideal, and she'll get a lovely run from the gate.
Do you ever get concerned after they've had a long time off and then they go second up, or is that a bit of a myth to you?
Nah, it's a myth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think most of our horses actually improve second up.
All right, then, we'll jump on. Done Dirt Cheap this afternoon. Lord Paramount goes around in race number five, gets a lovely inside gate and was a winner at this track last start.
Yeah, it was. It was fairly green. Yep. So being drawn in there near the rail, providing he gets away cleanly, it's a big advantage. He's a horse that's trained on lovely. So it's a nice race for him too. I think he's one of our better chances today.
We're all excited to see Marabee go around in the Australian Stakes. She's unbeaten at the moment in her career, 5 from 5. What's your expectations with her this afternoon?
I'm very happy with her. She's prepped up well. She's nice and bright this morning. And, Benny knows her well. She's drawn. She's got a good gate. And, hopefully she can keep it going.
How good is she, Kieran?
Well, last start I thought was a PB for her. She absorbed a lot of speed and a lot of pressure and was really good late. So she just seems to keep raising the bar.
And 1,200 metres, do you think this might just be her best trip when she can just get out there and really can control races?
She's won a couple of times around that. So, yeah, 1,200 should be no problem.
Can the Big Easy win first up in race 8?
You'd probably want to run from that awkward draw.
Yeah, and then Universal Lady. I know Dino Lester was keen on her chances yesterday. This looks a nice race for her, and you've been very patient with her.
Yeah, we have. It's taken a while. But she has always shown that nice bit of ability, and she's always threatened to have a race like this in her. So, it looks with the claim, hopefully that.
And the blinkers first time as well?
Yeah, exactly. We've waited till today and we thought we needed to find that extra, length. So hopefully that's just the keys you need.
What's your best today, mate?
Marabi.
Go and get them. Always a pleasure. Thanks for that, Kieran.
Thank you.
There we go. There's Kieran Maher at 7:46. Let's hear what Benny Gleeson has to say about one of Danny O'Brien's big chances today. In fact, it's nearly their best chance on the program in Stay Gold.
She's holding her form. She, as you said, she's flying this prep. She's just really found her niche. And, we were a bit sceptical of whether she'd run out a strong mile. Her brother, Iconoclasm, doesn't quite get it, but she certainly showed the other day she's tough as nails. And if the rain comes, it won't hurt her. She's gone, as you say, up in grey, but it's a race full of horses that are sort of got mixed form, and with the lightweight, she does look really hard to beat, and if she can produce what she has right to start, I would hope that, I would think that she should be hard to get past.
Yeah, she's a solid favourite, Stay Gold, in the third race there at Moonee Valley this afternoon. Annabelle Neesham joins us now here on The First Word. She'll play a major part there at Rose Hill this afternoon. Good morning to you, Annabelle. Thanks for your time.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
Flashing Steel represents your stable in the 2-year-old Colts and Geldings feature at Group 3 level this afternoon. He was really good on debut. Your expectations with him this afternoon?
Yeah, I think he'll take good improvement. The leader got a very soft run and he was sort of out the back. And I thought he ran on pretty strongly considering. So hopefully with a off the draw today, he'll put himself in the race. He can travel a bit closer and be within striking distance when it counts. He did waver around a bit the last of the 100, but it'd be interesting to see. Hopefully he won't do that today. I think that was just very much greenness. So look, it looks a strong race. There's a couple of nice horses on debut that have got big wraps on them, but he's had a run a couple of weeks ago. He's fit and I think he'll be a big chance.
How do you think your fillies will measure up in the Whitten Stakes for the 2-year-old Smart Vengeance and also Mumbai Jewel?
Yeah, both very nice fillies. This looks really probably the strongest fillies race we've seen in Sydney. A lot of the horses coming out of the gym crack and various other form lines. So It'll be interesting to see where they do line up. Mumbai Jewel, I've always had a really nice opinion of her, and she's trialled up really well. And Smart Vengeance had a very similar run to Flashing Steel the other day and finished just behind him. So, look, if he runs well in the race before, it'll give me a bit of confidence with her.
In the fourth race, can Metro Legend win second up over the 1500?
Yeah, I think he can. It's a pretty open race. But look, he's drawn well. He's a very tough, honest horse and just peaked on his run last time, but now he's got that under his belt. I think he'll be fighting out the finish.
In the Midway Handicap, Ronnie Duffy joined me on RSN Central yesterday, and geez, he was keen on Military Expert, believing he's just better than a horse that should be competing in a midway. Do you agree with Ron?
I do. I think he's a very good horse. I don't like the barrier, though. Barriers can get good horses beaten, as you know. But
yeah.
Look, if he gets a bit of luck and we can get into a spot that we want to be in, Tommy might have to weave a bit of magic. But, he should be hard to beat. He looks class above these. He's first up. I thought he trialled very well the other day at the Home Affairs. It was pretty strong heat, that, and he held his own. So, I'd be disappointed if he wasn't very competitive in this today, because we've, obviously got bigger plans for him going into the autumn.
One of the greatest photos that I've seen for a while is you swimming Holyfield at the Gold Coast. How deep were you when that photo was taken, Annabelle?
Deep.
I was a little worried. I thought, geez, he must be able to swim.
The water suddenly dropped away, and away he went. So, he's a very cool horse.
Yeah.
He hasn't been swimming since. We've just been paddling in the water, but it was a great photo.
So that wasn't planned. He just took off and said, just hang on, Annabelle. We'll just go for a little bit of a dip here.
I think he was a bit shocked. The ground literally just disappeared underneath us. A couple of strides, he was leaping, trying to leap out of the water. But, once he got into the groove of things, it was quite fun.
Can he win today?
He can. Again, don't like the gate particularly. He's not an overly straightforward horse in that you can't push or pull. You've just got to let him be where he's happy. Just get his breathing into a rhythm. So I'm just hoping from there he can, I suppose plan A would be if he pings the lids, he can hopefully use his own speed and come across and be up on speed without being posted wide. But his run was really good. At the Magic Millions, obviously just missed out in a photo for the cup. And up in distance a little bit, which I'd be interested to see. I sort of think 1400 is his best distance, but now we're deep into a prep, it's probably time to just try him over that bit further again.
Are you keen on any of your runners there at Newcastle this afternoon?
Just got the one left in there, and I think Flying Witness, I think she's a good chance today. I always think she's a good chance, though, and she always runs a place. So, look, hopefully today's her day.
Your best today, Annabelle?
Oh, he's got me there. I'm going to go Flashing Steel.
All right, then how's Zaki?
Zaki's great. He's going to trial Monday at Rose Hill, and hopefully he keeps getting plenty of votes and can get into the All-Star Mile and head down there.
Have you voted, Annabelle?
I have voted, yeah. I actually voted for a stablemate. He needs a bit more love.
We wish you the best of luck today, Annabelle, and looking forward to seeing him in the All-Star Mile.
Thank you very much.
There we go. There's Annabelle Neesham there at 7:52. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and wrap up the first word. Still to come here is Catherine Coleman, of course, representing Peter Moody. And we'll catch up with the Canberra trainer, Matty Dale.
The first word, thanks to the TAC. Before a big day out, think of this first. Drinking. Driving. They're better apart.
Always a pleasure to catch up with Catherine Coleman, of course, the assistant trainer to Peter Moody, and the Moody camper on fire at the moment. And Catherine joins us right now, live from Pakenham, I would imagine. Good morning to you, Catherine.
Good morning, Gareth.
Two strong chances in the fillies race to kick off proceedings. Sue Risky, first of all, she's had a pretty handy start to her racing career.
Yeah, she has indeed. We just thought she ran a touch flat second up. So blinkers go on today, which I think from her track work and her gallops that she's had in them, earlier this week, I think that they should sharpen her up nicely. So looking for a bit of an improved run from her today.
Do you think she will be up making her own luck, dominating from the front with the blinkers on?
Would imagine so. You're always a little bit hesitant that they might sort of dip the start the first time with the blinkers on, but even still, I would think she'd roll to a forward position.
What about Cherry Pick? She hasn't been far away of recent times.
No, she hasn't. She's an honest filly. She sort of needs things to go her way a touch, but she'll be up there on the speed as well. She won't be too far away. That's where she seems to race handiest.
Can you split the two?
Probably think that Zurisky's got a little bit more natural ability than Cherry Pick. So it'll just be a matter of how she performed in the blinkers today. But I would probably have her as my pick of the two.
All right, then. Are you excited to see Lightsaber back at the races in the Australia Stakes?
Yeah, very much so. He's come back a really big, strong-looking boy this time around. So whatever he does today, he's definitely going to improve from. You know, he's always a horse that sort of needed a run before he's performing at his best. But, no, he looks to be set for an exciting preparation.
Yeah, he had a wonderful prep last time around. He was fourth, of course, in the Caulfield Guineas behind Adamo. Have you got a race set out for him? This preparation is his big grand final?
Yeah, he'll head towards the CF4 and the Futurity this time around. That's what we've prepped him for. So today is his lead-in run for that, and we're sort of anticipating that he's going to need it, and then that should see him looking really good for those next runs.
Good on you, Catherine. Thanks for that insight. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Catherine Coleman there. Matty Dale joined us because Distillate looks tough to beat in race number 9 anyway, at a good each-way price in that final race. And Matty Dale joins us now. Good morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. How is your mare heading to Melbourne?
Yeah, she's well. She's had a real faultless preparation build up to this. A couple of jump outs and, she's well and truly fit enough to be going first up over this trip.
Where do you expect her from that gate? On pace with the claim there for McNeil?
Yeah, definitely on speed. I haven't been right back through the race as yet now with the scratchings.
Yep.
Probably more scratchings than I thought. And also, we'll have to wait and see how the track plays with this rain over the last 24 hours. But she'll be on speed, just a matter of sort of how bullish we are about that. That'll be decided as the day goes on.
She's worth an each-way ticket, however.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think she's an honest mare. I think this race looks well placed. It's as well placed as I can have her at the moment at her rating, band and distance range, etc. And she's had, she was originally, her first two starts were Melbourne way of going, which she acquitted herself well in Adelaide. And I think she's definitely an each-way chance.
In the highway in that first race at Rose Hill, Ronnie Duffus, he was really keen on your gallop at Golden Gorge. Do you share his confidence?
Look, he doesn't win out of turn, but he's built nicely toward a win this preparation. I thought his second two starts back in an open company race at Maria was really good. Just they walked in front. He got home well late. Then the next race was a stepping stone toward this race, and that was an open sort of Saturday normal benchmark race, and he ran a solid fourth, strong through the line, and now back to country grade. Fitness is where we need it, and I think he'll be very competitive, yeah.
All right, mate. Good luck today. Two strong chances.
Very good. Thank you.
There we go. Matty Dale does a wonderful job with his team at Canberra. Sean Cosgrove, good morning to you.
Morning, Gareth.
What's happening there at Moonee Valley with the scratchings?
Weather fine now. It's fined up. Soft 6 at the moment, a total of 13. Race 1 clear. Race 2, take out 7 Yonts, number 7. Third event, put a line through 3, Black Sail, number 3. Races 4 and 5 clear. Race 6, take out 6, Hell of a Bell, number 6. Seventh event, you can take out 8, Forbidden Love, number 8. Race 8, scratch 4, Mr. Yushu, 7, Rock Tycoon, and 10, Eclipse Solar, 4, 7, and 10. And race 9, pull out 3, Heavenly Bridges, 5, Sweet Zoo, 8, Francine, 12, Champagne Dreams, 15, Night of Delight, and 16, Lani Bang Bang, 3, 5, 8, 12, 15, and 16. One additional rider in the third, number 9, Gobstopper, is Lockie Neindorf on ranks 3, number 9.
It's right on 8 o'clock. The Melbourne Form Panel coming up next, but here's Johnny Bowder now with the news.